Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. It says in the Midrash, if Aharon HaKohen would have known that it was going to say about him in the Torah, Vera'acha v'samach b'libo, that when he saw Moshe, his younger brother, after he was chosen to be the leader of the Jewish people, that Aharon was going to greet him and be happy for him in his heart. If he would have known that, he would have greeted Moshe with a band playing instruments to celebrate with him. It says further in the Midrash, if Boaz would have known that it was going to say about him that he gave Ruth toasted grain to eat, he would have given her fattened calves instead. Of course, Aharon and Boaz don't care about publicity and honor. The explanation is, they knew the Torah only writes the most significant deeds, the ones that have ramifications for all of history. Aharon did millions of good deeds in his lifetime. He was happy for everyone when they received good fortune. So he didn't consider the act of being happy for his younger brother to be so special. But when he found out that Moshe was not going to accept the job unless he was happy for him, he realized that act was the catalyst for Moshe Rabbeinu to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. If he would have known how significant that act was, he would have done it even better. Boaz as well did countless good deeds in his lifetime. The one mentioned in Megillat Rut the one mentioned about him giving her the toasted grain was of such significance because that deed started a chain of events in motion which ended up with Boaz marrying Ruth and producing the Mashiach. If he would have known how significant that deed was, he would have done it better. Hashem gives us all opportunities to do good deeds, and we have no idea of the significance of each one. And therefore, we should grab the opportunities and do each one of them the best way possible. There was a story recently printed in the Ami magazine about a sofer from Israel who we'll call Natan. He tried hard to keep his family together, but his wife tried equally hard to break it apart, and she won. She felt that she married beneath her standards, and after years of bitterness, they finally got divorced. The court ruled that Natan had to pay an exorbitant amount in child support. He worked overtime to try and make his payments, but after several months, he just couldn't keep up with them. His ex-wife took him back to court, and he was sentenced to 3 months in jail for failing to pay his dues. Initially, they were granted joint custody of the children, but she was doing everything in her power to take sole custody. She told everybody how bad he was, and even his relatives started turning on him. While Natan was in jail, someone noticed him learning from a sefer and asked if he could teach him something. Before long, another person joined them. By the end of the week, Natan was giving a Torah class in jail to 10 people. They learned Emunah, Gemara, Halacha. Almost a month into his 3-month sentence, Natan received word that he was going to be able to go home for a few days to celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. It was a minimum security prison. When he first came in, there was a paper to fill out to make such a request. He had forgotten about it because they told him he would need pull to actually bring it to fruition, and that was something he didn't have. But he was so excited now. He was going to be able to spend time with his children over the holiday. When the other inmates found out about it, they were disheartened. They told him, "We have permission to stay up the whole night learning Torah and Shavuot. Who is going to teach us if you leave?" Natan felt bad, but he wasn't going to turn down going home for the holiday. They tried again and again to persuade him to stay, And he finally said, okay, I will give up on this offer to stay here and teach you Torah instead. And indeed, it was a very uplifting Shavuot for all of them. After the holiday, some police came into the jail and charged Natan with another crime. His ex-wife had been bruised, and she charged him for physically abusing her. If convicted, this would result in a much longer sentence for Natan and would most probably ruin his reputation permanently and allow his ex-wife full custody of the children. Natan asked when the incident took place. The report said it was during Shavuot. The jail warden then said, he was here that date. It couldn't have been him. It was then that his ex-wife was caught making up falsehoods. She was the one who arranged for Natan to be able to get out of jail on Shavuot just to set him up to do this so she could ruin him and take custody of the children. But the good deed of Natan, sacrificing of himself to teach others, not only saved his relationship with his children, it gave him back his good reputation, and now everyone was believing his side instead of hers. Hashem gave Natan an opportunity in that jail to sacrifice and do a good deed. He never could have imagined how rewarding it was going to be for him. We should always grab every opportunity Hashem gives us and do every good deed the best way possible. Have a great day.